Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome again to Amazing Grace School of Ministry, which is a division of Amazing Grace Ministries. I am your host, Dean and Instructor, Dr. Maria Carey. I want to welcome you one more time to this School of Ministry blog. We are here to educate those and to empower. So two things that we're here to do. We're here to empower and to educate, or educate and empower. The focus is on mental health awareness, being strong, being strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We give you the glory, we honor and worship you, and we magnify you. We ask, God, that you will give direction, give understanding, and give wisdom, and give clarity in our time, in this season of unrest and upheaval. We pray, God, that you will guide and lead us, and certainly lead us to the rock that is higher than us. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Holy Spirit, be with us. Amen. You know, this is the last days, and certainly I come on, and it's a somber time. Amazing Grace School of Ministry has been coming on to educate. We have been dealing with a virus that has literally shut the whole world down, the United States and the worlds around us down, China, Brazil. Certainly we can name a whole bunch of them. But we are living in a time, we are living in perilous times. We are living in a time where certainly God is soon to come back. Never in our lifetime have we experienced a virus as we have endured. And certainly we've been in the house for the last 3 months in Chicago, where I live. We are opening up. The mayor of the city of Chicago has allowed the opening up of phase three, which we're in now. And certainly this has been a hectic time. It's been a crazy time. It's been a praying time. There have been a lot of unrest. There have been a lot of upheaval. There have been a lot of frustration, fear, and anxiety that we have experienced during the course of this time, this 3 months. And certainly we thank God that the numbers are going down. But there have been a lot of people killed by this virus. And there have been a lot of people infected by this virus that certainly have recovered. So we have been dealing with the coronavirus pandemic, and now we have another element that has been thrown in the mix, and that is the death by police officers and the aftermath of violence. I have talked about it, and certainly I've been talking to churches and Christians and neighbors. We have been going in our neighborhoods, and if you're living in a neighborhood where the doors and the windows are barred up, I know seniors have not been able to get their medication. My Walgreens have been vandalized to the point that I am unable to get my own medication. So when we're living in a day where it seems people have gone crazy, it's good to protest. And certainly if we look at the movies, if we look at Salem, and we go back and we look at prejudice and racism in the 1960s and the Jim Crow laws, and especially the 13th Amendment. The 13th Amendment, which seemingly gives the African American their freedom, but at the same time locks them up if they have committed a crime. However, other cultures have imposed restrictions and elements and treated us as if we were less than human. So now we have George Floyd, and I pray for his soul, I pray for his family. But judgment, he has to meet the Father for himself. So one thing I think that people fail to realize is that there is after this. This body may die, and it will die, but your soul and your spirit cannot die. Now, that's another realm. That's another area. you know, psychics and other people say, well, I hear your grandmother, they say this, they say that. But the saints, the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. So we stand on the word of God. We stand on scriptures like 2 Timothy 1:7 that says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of sound and of love and of sound mind. We stand on scriptures that says, Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all getting, get an understanding. We stand on scriptures that say, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. We stand on scriptures that read in Jeremiah 29:13, it says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And Ephesians 3:20 reads, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. You know, one of the things, I received a email, and I want to share this email with you because I thought it was very on point for what we were doing on tonight. And let me just give you a sidebar. We will be coming on at 6:30, and I do believe that I'm going to do it every other Thursday to kind of, it's going to be every other Thursday. But if I get a input, or you say, Dr. Carey, can you do it every week, then I will do that. But for now, we're going to shift it a little bit. We're still trying to get our bearings and trying to get in and fit in, get in where we can fit in, but every other Thursday. But this came from the Urban Ministries, and check them out, Spare Time, and certainly I'm part of this community, and I thank God for them. But it says our hearts are heavy with sadness, anger and pain concerning the recent injustice and violence in our nation. We mourn with those who have lost loved ones at the hands of unjust systems. We mourn with communities that have been upended by continued attacks on our freedom, our livelihood, and our very lives. We are praying for our churches that need wisdom and comfort in these critical times. And certainly we are praying, we are seeking God in his wisdom and justice. And one of the things that I want to make clear, that God is a God of justice, and he will punish those that have provided or mistreated those that he loves. One of the things that we have to understand, people, we have to go back to the resource. We have to turn from our wicked ways and lean towards the Lord. You know, God has the ability to heal, to deliver, to set free. And certainly when we're looking at anxiety and frustration and injustice, we can protest, but violence is not what we do. Protesting, we protest like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was a preacher, hallelujah, who could preach and speak, who was a motivated speaker, who knew the word of God, who graduated from seminary school. We are to protest in a nonviolent way. And then God gives us the right, the go ahead, if you will, to protest. So, you know, by virtue, it says by virtue of creation, we are all created in the image of God and are creators. Very nature is that of justice. In the Bible, the word just, justice, and the related words right and righteous appear nearly 2,000 times, indicating how important it is to God. One timely statement is in Malachi 6 and 8. He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. And this is a letter I receive again from UrbanMinistries.com, and you can visit them or UMI. And certainly I just felt led to put it on my blog this morning, this evening, because I feel this is good information. Two, they give 3 points. Two, by virtue of our Constitution, we stand with those who protest injustice peacefully because the right of peaceful protest is guaranteed by the First Amendment of our Constitution. By virtue of our consciousness, we stand with peaceful protesters because our consciousness, informed, inspired, and empowered by God's love and our love for others, moves us to empathize with those who are unjustly hurting. We condone those who use peaceful protests. We condemn those who use peaceful protests to destroy property by breaking into stores, looting, and setting fires. We also condemn the misuse of authority by police to harm innocent persons, in particular African Americans, without due process, as was due by George Floyd and numerous other victims nationwide. Even in the midst of turmoil, we have hope in God, who has been with us and promised to never leave or forsake us, Deuteronomy 31 and 6. We are reminded that our faith is not an institution or people, but in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We have gave him the burdens and the cares of our heart, and we can exchange our sorrows for his love and his peace that surpasses our very understanding. Philippians 4 and 7. As we continue to do God's work in this world. And certainly I thank God for Urban Ministries, who sent me this beautiful email, and I'm sharing with you on today, because it was a very, very powerful email, and I thought it was very important to give and to give to my listeners today. And it's second, it gives the sentiments of the heart of this ministry. We want to say that we stand with those that are protesting this in the injustices of our communities. Even myself, I can think of my brothers, my cousins, and the various African-American men in my family. You know, there was an incident in the 1990s where my brother was literally accused and put in the paddy wagon out for dinner for a neighbor's birthday. So we have a lot to continue to pray for. And certainly we know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask, according to the power that worketh in us. And that's what Ephesians is saying. And when we see in Jeremiah, we can call upon the Lord because he is near. We can seek him, and we certainly can cry unto him. And he's faithful and just to answer us. We know when our phone rings and we say, who's calling now? We pick up the phone and we answer it. And that's the way the Lord is. We can call upon him. We can call his name. And he is faithful and just to hear when we call. There's no doubt. There's never a doubt. God will hear you. He is working when we don't even know how it's going to work out. God is working it out. Because God knows how to provide for our needs. He will go all the way to the end of the world, to the end of wherever he's got to get it, to give you an answer, to make a way out of no way. If it meant that he's got to go to China to do for his children, to work it out, he's going to do it. We see what's right in our face, but God is everywhere at the same time. So God is working it out. God is moving. God will take somebody out just to put you in. That's the way God is. Now, God will move them. Let me say, God will move them. God will move that person in order to put you where he wants you to be. But we have got to be faithful and just. We have got to seek the Lord while he's near. We've got to call upon him. We've got to cry out and spare not. We've got to know and we've got to have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. God has given us everything that we need in order to make it. Now, you may say, well, I've been cooped in too much. I'm fearful. I'm anxious. The Bible says don't be anxious, but in prayer and supplication. If you're anxious, I would encourage you to keep a journal of how you feel and to recognize how you feel. This is a mental health awareness class. We are helping you cope. If you need help, if you're depressed, if you're suicidal, if you feel like you can't make it, then I'm certainly here to help you get the help you need. There are vast numbers that you can call. There are people. There is the Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention. There are hotlines that you can call. And I don't want you to be out there feeling like you're all alone, because you're not all alone. There are things that you can do. And the thing is to look at what and how you're coping. What's your coping mechanisms, how you're coping. And using alcohol and drugs is not helping you cope. And certainly we want to keep safe. We want to keep our masks on. We want to have our hand sanitizer when we go out in public. And thank God the restaurants are open. I was able to sit down at a restaurant for the first time in 3 months outside outdoors. But thank God that was a blessing to the Lord, and it felt good. And certainly we thank God for allowing the restaurants and places to begin to open up. We thank God that we've gone into phase 3, that Illinois is going into phase 3. And certainly we want to keep on track. We want to continue to keep our brothers safe. And I know the mass protest, the mass looting, it's not acceptable. We've got to bind that spirit. We've got to bind the spirit of evil, the violence, the looting, the destruction that's come in our neighborhoods. And certainly we pray that those businesses will rebuild, that they will not leave our communities. We thank God that he's able to do some things. He's able to work it out, and we feel like and we know that he's working it out. Hallelujah. As Nehemiah said, we are going to rebuild. You know, Nehemiah, I like Nehemiah. When he went to rebuild the temple, praise the Lord. You know, the Lord will give you, the Bible will give you everything you need. All you got to do is just open it up. And people say, well, the Bible ain't relevant to the times. Oh, yes, it is. The Bible is very relevant to the times that we're going through. If you look at Zephaniah, Zechariah, Jeremiah, you would see that it's relevant to the time that we're going through. We're going through a time that people mistreat their brothers and their sisters. They put on a uniform and think they have the authority to mistreat people any kind of way. But judgment is coming. God ain't pleased. And the Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and he will repay. So we bind those that are out there looting and stealing and taking stuff out the stores. That's not it, because we have the Ten Commandments, or one of the Ten Commandments that says, thou shalt not steal. And some might say, well, that's Old Testament law, and Jesus came to fulfill it. Yeah, he came to fulfill it, but he also came that the law might be fulfilled, but we still have to render to Caesar what is Caesar. That means that we have to maintain the laws of the land, and if the law says stealing is wrong, then stealing is wrong. God even said stealing is wrong. He gave it to you in Moses' day, which God still enforces the law. But grace has come along. Grace has come along, and because God is here, because Jesus came and died on the cross, he gives us the ability to live righteously. Because the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, allows and helps us live righteously so that we can obey the laws of the land. All laws, saint. All laws. Not just stealing, but talking bad about our brothers and sisters. Taking four. When a store says there's a limit on water, you're only supposed to take two, and you find a way to take four. There's a limit on toilet paper, and your sister Betty Lou and your kids getting one line, and y'all take more than the limit. Come on, that's integrity. God requires us to walk in integrity. God requires us to do what's right when nobody is watching, because God is watching us all the time. He sees us in everything we are doing, and he expects us to walk in his ways. Now, look, we can't do it of our own accord. That's where grace comes in. That's where Jesus Christ comes in. That's where the Comforter comes in. That's why when you see the law over in Moses' day and Jesus died on the cross, now you've got the Holy Spirit here to help us walk in the ways of the Lord. So when the law says, thou shalt not steal, Jesus came that we may be saved and have life, that more abundantly, that we may have life and that life more abundantly, then we need to walk therein. And we need to follow the path that God has set before us. And God says, vengeance is mine. So when we cry out to the Lord and we stand up for our rights, guess what, saints? Guess what, people? There might not be some saints. There might be somebody else that say, I want to know the Lord, that need to know the Lord and the pardon of your sins. All you have to do is accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and say, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I accept you right now in the name of Jesus. You are saved. Give me a call at 309-750-7584 and say, Dr. Carey, I got saved by hearing this blog. I need to get in another church, a new church, or you need to go back to the church you came from. But I was saying this. Because Jesus came and died for us, we walk in integrity, we walk in a greater expectation and standards. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not going to go through. That doesn't mean that we're not going to have bad days. That doesn't mean that we're not going to get frustrated. That doesn't mean that we're not going to say, man, I'm having it. I don't know what I'm going to do. That's the day that we can reach out to our friends, to the Lord, and say, Lord, you need to help me. And he will. And lo and behold, you get a phone call and say, man, I just thought about you. Girl, I've just been thinking about you. How you doing? Or see something on Facebook that says, you're beautiful. God knows how to send encouragement your way. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this time. I thank you for this blog. I pray for those that might hear this blog that they may accept you as their personal Savior. We pray even now, God, that you move on them mightily, Father God. Have your way in their lives, God. You know what to do and how to do it. And God, we pray even now, God, that you move. And God, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. God, move like never before. Thank you, Lord. Amen. If you want to give me an email, my email address is mazgraccmin@yahoo.com. My telephone number is 309-750-7584. Please don't suffer with your pain alone. One of the things that on this email that they that Urban Ministry sent me, and I thank God, I spoke on this a little while ago at my church. God is our refuge and our strength. And certainly he is that. God is your refuge and your strength. Be encouraged. Know that he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly. Know that you're not alone. And certainly, I'm here if you need me. God bless.